Hello, ma'am. This is Debbie.
Yeah.
I was not able to get a hold of them by that phone number, but it looked like that they had to, I don't know if one of them canceled or something, and they had to redispatch is what it looks to me like in the system. So what time was your...
So one of them canceled.
I haven't been able to get a hold of them yet.
But
I'm going to have to call them again here in a minute. But what was the, when were they supposed to be? I mean, when did you have to have it at the shop? By the, what time?
Basically before 6 o'clock. Actually before 6 o'clock because he's, I had called right before 5. I think it was. I called at 5:21, and they said 45 minutes, so I had texted my mechanic saying, could you please wait longer, like a little longer, and he agreed, and
okay.
Now it's going to be, when I got the text, it said 90 minutes. That's like, that's a long time.
Yeah, and then...
It's an hour and a half.
Well, the one said, then looks like it was redispatched or something because the first one don't look like it was accepted or something. I don't know what happened. Or they canceled? I really don't know because I can't tell what happened, but something happened with the dispatch. So you need it there. I don't know what time it is where you're at. I'm in Alabama.
It's 5:35. Yeah, it's 5:35.
So, you were supposed to have it there by 6,
I'm gonna
you said?
I'm going to need the tow truck. I just, you know, it's a little frustrating because I was in a really awful situation on Monday, and kind of a similar thing happened. I'm paying $160 a month, for my insurance and also for the roadside assistance, in the hopes that if anything were to ever happen to my vehicle, I'd be provided with the services that I'm paying for. So when I called on Monday, I was in a really bad area. My car got stuck. Whether somebody tried breaking into my vehicle or it was just a faulty part, my steering wheel was locked. So I needed my car towed. I called somebody so they could send a tow truck, and they sent somebody to jumpstart my car, but not to tow me home. And then when I called again, the same situation. It was like I had to create a new ticket to get towed home. And I was so frustrated. I had my son in the car. It was getting late. It was a very dangerous area.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really concerned. My husband was like, forget it. Let's use AAA. Let's use mine. And now this, like, I just want my car fixed.
I understand.
I'm not understanding the discrepancy. Yeah, like, I don't understand, like,
I honestly don't understand myself sometimes, but I'm being, you know, part of a third party where, you know, we don't own the company. They're, you know, the providers are independent contractors is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So
I'm just wondering, like, how it just didn't go through the first time, or the tow truck just kind of dismissed the ticket, with, like, I'm not understanding, like, what exactly, where it gets lost in translation.
Honestly, it's probably some issues on both ends. Sometimes I think.
Okay. So moving forward, like right now,
mm-hmm.
what is the status? I need a tow truck. So either way, I don't care how late it is.
Okay.
The sooner, the better. But I need a tow truck.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you. Will you be able to leave the vehicle at the mechanic shop if they're closed? Or
yeah.
Okay. That's one of the questions
that I
want to know.
It's a family friend that's the mechanic. So yeah.
Okay. All right.
And they work from their shop is right next to their home. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm gonna reach back out and see what's going on. I'm gonna have to call again because like I told you, I could not get a hold of them. But it looks like that it was redispatched out. The reason I don't know, unless I call the other provider maybe and see if they just couldn't do the job. I don't really know, honestly, until I talk to them
in person. I'll stay on hold.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hon.
I'll remain on hold.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.